The Public News Service Daily Newscast, October the 14th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. With a few weeks left before the midterm elections, a flurry of legal wrangling continues in Wisconsin over such matters as absentee ballots.
Republican leaders have tried, and in some cases succeeded, to limit certain facets of processing absentee ballots. It follows a summer in which Wisconsin captured more national attention over fallout from the 2020 presidential election. Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says the most important thing to remember is voting in the Badger State remains safe and secure.
Don't let that smoke and fog get in your eyes, and keep your eyes clear that voting is your right and your freedom here in our democracy that shouldn't be messed with.
The tension over how to oversee voting has been visible within the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which is evenly split among Democrats and Republicans. Despite the friction, Rothschild says the panel still plays a key role in maintaining free and fair elections. I'm Mike Moen.
And as the November 8th midterm election fast approaches, there has been an urgent push for more voter education and candidate engagement in Arkansas. We get more from our Daniel Smith.
AARP Arkansas is one group that has expanded its outreach efforts online through social media and in person to let Arkansans know how, when, and where to cast their ballots. AARP Arkansas State Director Ashley McBride says the goal is to ensure voters are well informed about the candidates and the issues that matter to the people over age 50 before Election Day. She adds an upcoming debate series on PBS stations from October 17th to the 21st should help.
AARP does not comment on the candidates' answers. However, we do ask that they discuss their positions on issues like Social Security, Medicare, health care, utilities.
Early in-person voting and voting by absentee ballot kick off on October 24th. Absentee ballot by mail must be received by November 1st, and November 7th is the final day for early in-person voting. In the last election, just 56% of the registered voters in Arkansas cast a ballot.
Now from NBC News, the House committee investigating the January 6 attack on the Capitol voted unanimously Thursday to subpoena former President Donald Trump. NBC reports the panel's chair, Representative Betty Thompson of Mississippi, said the committee had an obligation to hear from Trump. This is a question about accountability to the American people. He must be accountable. He is required to answer for his actions. The resolution to subpoena Trump passed with the support of all members, 9-0. This is PNS. Utilities in the Kentucky Commonwealth are delaying actions that could help put the brakes on climate change and ease the burden of rising fuel costs on ratepayers. That's according to a Sierra Club report.
East Kentucky Power Cooperative has received a failing grade in the report, which compares the actions the company takes to boost its renewable energy use to its publicly stated goals. Sierra Club Kentucky Chapter volunteer Lane Boldman says customers aren't waiting on companies to take action, noting the mayor of Louisville recently signed an executive order for the city to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2040.
They also just finished a solarized campaign to put solar panels on homes and businesses in Louisville that had twice the average number of contracts, more than 1,300 people signed up for it.
Noting the mayor of Louisville recently signed an executive order for the city to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2040. Nadia Romlagan reporting.
And there's a nonprofit program helping older adults in Utah and other states to develop new skills and polish their resumes to find work.
After a lifetime of working, most people retire expecting to live a comfortable life, but circumstances can change, and people in their later years may find they need a job. Even with years of experience, re-entering the job market can be a daunting task. Gina Jones, a senior employment specialist with the Easter Seals Goodwill Senior Community Services Employment Program, says seniors often underestimate their value to a potential employer.
I promote the participants' experiences, what they have done and what they want to do. An employer is always open to hearing about these experiences, but what they do with that is up to them.
The federally funded program provides employment services for low-income adults over age 55. People are paid during their training, and when hired, the program subsidizes their earnings for the first month on the job. I'm Mark Richardson.
Finally, a new three-part documentary film series examines the intersection of sports and identity within a community.
Outlier looks at what it means to be a Latina woman and a backcountry snowboarder. Danielle Reyes Acosta, the film's executive producer and co-director, says the inspiration for the series was looking at how she, as a Latina, fit into the predominantly white mountain areas she calls home. Skiing since she was a child, Reyes Acosta went into marketing, but after some personal tragedies, decided to become a backcountry skier. She describes one possible misconception about the film.
I challenge anyone that says a storytelling piece can't also have adrenaline in it to watch it, and vice versa. If you think that adrenaline pieces can't also have plot lines and character development that leans into the core essence of our community.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for ending your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.